Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Welcome to the Freak Show Experience. What up, though?
Back in the building.
Morning.
Back up in the building like with another love.
Yeah.
The weekend, I saw it online that we all became 49er fans because everybody's hating on the Cowboys.
Yes, pretty much.
And that worked.
Overnight.
I could not deal with buckwheat again, like, for another week. So the finals are set for the conferences.
Yeah.
The Bengals versus the Chiefs, the Eagles versus the Niners.
Yep.
It's wrapping up. I lost interest, man. I ain't gonna lie. When the Bucks bounced, I watched a little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
I watched football this weekend, but it didn't hold my attention like ours.
Yeah.
Like I was watching. I was like paying attention, and I had like FanDuel money going, but I was like, eh.
That's the only thing I had to do. I found my reason with the 49ers. There's a lot of super hot players I found out and discovered. So that didn't
hit my conversation.
That helped me out, and a lot of women also appreciated that. And then, of course, the Jags. They held me in there for a little bit, but of course, you guys told me ahead of time they were going to lose.
I told you.
Y'all warned me.
I was like, don't you plan on being there long.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so you can't go out to the Chiefs land right. and beat them up like that
exactly.
at Arrowhead. That's not going to happen. I mean, I don't care if you got good hair or not there,
right.
Mr. Lawrence. but now the whole thing with the Niners, I mean, John Lynch being there is a tie to the Bay Area, not to mention the DeBartolos and their longstanding relationship with the Niners. So I'm like, all right, if I had to, like,
pick one.
I'm behind somebody else, it would probably – and plus, because that's where Tom probably going to go.
Oh, no. Don't say that. I thought he was just going to retire maybe, potentially.
No. I mean, well, he might. I mean,
he might
have an epiphany, but I mean, I think his ego is going to keep him playing.
Because
he's kind of hungry for it. You can't leave your whole family and then be like, yep, I ain't going to play no more.
But there's a big bag waiting for him wherever he goes.
Big old bag.
Like $38 million in a year for a 10-year contract or something like that. So he's going to get caked up either way. But it is kind of sad, though, because once we turn this corner here, it's like football has a good 2-3 weeks left.
Yeah,
and
but at least you get the Super Bowl and everything around that,
and
you know, the excitement,
the
build up, the commercials, all of that.
Yeah, y'all see the Rihanna commercial this weekend? They were playing it a lot.
The new one or the same one?
No, it's the same one.
Yeah,
it's the same one with her. You know, like with you, it's the shortened version of the "You Needed Me" one.
No, and now all I'm thinking about is what you said originally. It's like,
what's she gonna do? Rihanna's a great. I saw her at the All of the Lights tour with Kanye, and she had a great show, but I mean, it's just not as like, okay, the fact that they did the Atlantis Dubai thing and Beyonce went over there for $24 million.
That's all I was thinking about.
And you know, Stephen A. Smith got in trouble for comparing the two, but if you do compare them, would they ever pay $24 million for Rihanna to come over there?
No, not at all.
Right. So it's a different tiered thing. It's like, I'm still happy to see us and the culture up there, you know, but it ain't gonna.
Our expectations are
low. She might shock some folks.
Yeah, she might.
She might come out the gate with something we ain't never heard.
She just might.
A Rihanna flavor we don't even know about.
That we don't even know about.
Everybody's going to be like, what is this song?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. All right, good morning.
Number two.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. You got Dr. William Adams Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery on deck. It starts on Friday with our first giveaway of a breast augmentation or Vivive procedure. However you're moving, go to wild941.com and he can get you Valentine's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Get
I mean,
ready.
You know, just in case you want to look curves for the candy. You know, you can get that popping. All right, Starbucks is now partnering with DoorDash for deliveries in all 50 states. This is new. The coffee giant has been testing the delivery option in several markets over the past year, but it expects to expand to the entire country by the month of March. Both food and drinks, nearly everything on the Starbucks menu will now be available with DoorDash. The company already offers delivery through Uber Eats, so this is hitting it up. Now, I know you're a coffee connoisseur.
Yes. I'm drinking my Starbucks right now.
You love it. Could you order coffee on a delivery service like that and feel not guilty?
So
if somebody had to bring you a cup?
I wish that this was already had this because I needed it on Friday. I didn't have time to run to Starbucks, and I was desperate for a nice cup of coffee, either that or Thursday. And then all of a sudden, now this news comes out. This should have already happened. But, as Izzo said, it's about damn time.
But
we
are
need
you
to go
okay
ahead
with, like, putting in an order and yeah. somebody – it just feels kind of embarrassing almost to have somebody drive to your house
yes.
with a cup.
Yeah, but usually it's that and a snack or something else. And, you know, there's more than just one thing you get. Usually.
I'm not a coffee drinker, but the part that would get me is seeing like a $5 or $6 cup of coffee. And then with all the fees, the price being like double.
Oh, right.
It'll
man.
Be like $16.
That's what I'm saying. Like you could just jump in your car to go get it because, yeah. you know, a Starbucks is like on every block.
But if you're desperate. But, if you really need it.
But that's what
people
I'm saying.
People are going like, to be ordering it from bed. They're going to be laying
and that's,
in bed,
and that's a lot.
Coffee.
I order Uber Eats for my daughters a lot. And I'll, like, one of them will want something at the house. The mm-hmm. other one wants something ordered. And I'll order extra stuff to justify
that cost.
The delivery is coming. Because I'm like, yo, like, I can't just order a quesadilla and have these people bring down a quesadilla. Like,
right.
that just... That feels silly. And I'm like, same way, it feels dumb
it does.
To like order a cup of coffee and then be like, all right, I'm going to sit around and wait for gas to be burned and all this stuff.
But I should have the option. If I want to waste $16 on one cup of coffee, as an American, I should have that right. Thank you very much.
Lady.
This is America.
You have
and
an
if
addiction.
I'm single, or if I need
somebody
caffeine.
Out of 863 said coffee would be cold by the time it gets to you.
I'll heat it up. I do not care. If I want a caramel macchiato grande with an extra shot of espresso, guess who wants it? Me. Thank you very much.
What about if it's cold?
If that's totally fine. I'll put it in the microwave. I do that here all the time.
You can microwave too? Okay.
Yeah. Right. And they also have metal at the bottom of the cup, so you have to put it in a separate cup and then heat it and then put it back in. But, you know, that's people that like Starbucks know stuff like that.
I didn't know all that, but I appreciate the book report. All right. Well, you guys can order your cup, what is it, $16 cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You can order that soon by March.
Baby girl.
They'll have it available for you in all 50 states.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You and Meredith can handle y'all addiction. It's the Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Got your shot at getting in on a reset $50 because Dobby felt generous.
Yep.
Yeah,
he
like to give it away.
We're in a giving season.
Two this week
what happens.
Or last week.
Yeah, listen.
He's not picky.
Yeah.
he doesn't discriminate.
It was like a Monday and a Friday.
Yeah.
Giving it up.
People are like, well, that Dobby is nice. I gotta tell you, he's a good guy.
$1,700 last week I gave up.
Yeah,
$1,650 the first day. Oh, no, yeah, in 100. So, yeah, $1,750 altogether.
I mean, do you feel better?
I feel lighter.
You're a giver.
Yeah, so you can get in on that. Let's see. I was I went shopping for my daughters because they have a certain essentials they gotta have at the house, and for some reason I started reading packaging because there was a story about suggested serving size.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the struggle.
And like I didn't know, for instance, like the math that's on the side of the Pop-Tarts box.
Oh yeah.
Do you know the serving size of a Pop-Tart?
I'm gonna go.
Is a Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course.
But they come in the package of two.
Yeah,
right.
That's how they get you at a quick glance. Like, oh, this is only 200 calories.
Uh-huh.
Something like that, yeah.
But you only can eat one to hit that math. Did you know that?
Not specifically with Pop-Tarts, but I came to that realization not too long ago with these cookies I like. Because it's the serving size is like two cookies. And like who's and they're small. It's like, who's ever eating two cookies? Right. They're a little cookie. That's how they get you, man. They're tricky.
Yeah, I'm bugging because I'm trying to get. I told y'all about the whole like thing with the portion control.
Yeah, it's
so
hard.
I'm trying to you know like not be you know like a problem with my kids and their eating, and so I'm like paying attention, paying mm-hmm. more attention to what I'm bringing in the house, And I'm looking at these, and I'm like, yo, this is a money grab like crazy.
For sure, especially those big energy drinks.
How can you not get fat?
The Arizona iced teas, you know, the big tall ones. Yeah. You always think like, oh, that's definitely just one serving. No, it's like 2.5 in that one can.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah, like crazy. you got to, if you was pouring it out for servings, you would have like 2.5 glasses.
Right.
Yeah.
And never
that.
Know.
And
right.
They ordered the Arizona green tea by the gallon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So bad for you.
And it's gotten to the point where, though. I mean, now, here's one thing, because I'm just, listen, their mom has been on me like, listen, you can't be feeding them on your, like, your level. You know, these kids
are
growing and whatever. You don't want to be chunking them up or whatever. They dancers, like, whatever. So you need to, like, do better. Uh-huh. And I'm like, shut up. I know what I'm doing. And then I'm looking at it. And so now I'm reading stuff. And I'm like, yo, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because they've gotten to the point where, like, the gallon of Arizona tea, they will sit it on the table in front of them and, like, be sitting there eating and just be pouring refills. Yeah. And I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, because I hate seeing my daughters, like, because that's like a man thing is drinking out of the carton.
Yes.
It's terrible, but it's a guy thing. A guy thing was sitting something in front of them and just topping it off, like, in front of their food instead of getting up, going to get a glass, and sitting back down. So I keep telling them, like, yo, y'all can't be sitting in front of the gallon joint.
Yeah, just one cup.
And
just
like 50 cup, grams of sugar
it's
later.
It's so bad.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm trying to straighten it out, but it's like
you drink more that way, too.
It's on deck. It's right there.
Yeah, that glass never goes empty, so you don't really know how much you've drank.
Is that really that big of a deal? I mean, back in the day, we were drinking Mountain Dew and
Look
Surges.
At us now.
I mean,
We're not a prime example.
We ain't prime. It's not right. No, I mean, that is bad, though, because it's like, I mean, I know when I started doing the keto thing, they pointed it out to me. They were like, listen, this is about sugar. Mm-hmm. And they said, if you go to Wing House or Hooters or something like that, then you get topped off with a lemonade at the beginning, like before you get any food. And then when you get your food, they top you off again. Mm-hmm. And then while you're sitting there talking or watching a game or whatever, they're going to come back and top you off again. They're like, so look at all the sugar that you're taking in.
Yeah. It adds up easily.
Now, I'm like, you know, looking at the green tea is different than a lemonade. But
it's the same.
Once I start reading them packages,
it's worse than a Coke almost. There's
right.
more sugar in that than a Coke, I believe, last I read.
Now, somebody said a glass of milk, one cup of milk has 13 grams of sugar in it.
Yes, but that's better than drinking all this other crap we're talking about.
Yeah, that Arizona be like 36.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, yo, it's a hard knock life out here. Mm-hmm. All right, oh, wait. So somebody says a pack of noodles has multiple servings as well. A pack of
like
noodles?
Like a ramen noodle?
Yeah, that's how they get you, man. You look at it quickly, it's like, boom, it's not that bad, but then it's a minute little serving size.
Mm-hmm. Right, like you're just taking a couple strands of the noodle.
Yeah.
Somebody
suggested the Diet Arizona peach green tea because it's delicious and there's zero everything in it. But then also, you're putting fake syrups and stuff in there. So you got to be careful with that.
Drink that water.
Yeah, just drink water. Or
I mean,
tea.
They drink a lot of water, but when they have dinner, they want a little something.
Of course.
A little kick to it. But I got to stop buying that, I guess.
Are you getting yelled at on the low?
I am. Yeah. I am. I am getting yelled at. And it's like, it's really like affecting.
You know what? I hate to say it. Chalk one up for the baby mama.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah,
right
she
now?
Got one. She's up 1-0 this week.
You know what? You had to wait outside.
The streets is talking. Orlando and the Freak Show got some tea.
Pamela Anderson is spilling some tea in her new memoir, and I'm kind of shocked at some of the information that's came out. She said on the set of Tim Allen's TV comedy show, Remember Home Improvement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
So at the time, she was 23 years old. She said on her first day of filming, she walked out of her dressing room and Tim was standing there in the hallway in a robe. He opened up his robe and then flashed her quickly. He was completely naked underneath. He said it was only fair because he had seen her naked.
So are we about to... Is this about to become a thing? Is this going like a Me Too-ish thing?
This is crazy, though.
Like, I mean...
I don't think it'll go that far.
I mean, it's a...
That's bad.
It makes you look at him a little different.
Does it, though? I mean, it's
a little bit.
A flash? Like,
yeah, a little flasher.
You never moon somebody or a flash?
But not at work?
No, not at work.
And a moon is different than the wang.
How is that the moon?
Flashing is flashing.
No, I don't know.
What if
not all flashing was created equally.
Accidentally opened up. And how is that your thing?
How long ago was this? Why? I mean,
97? 91.
She got a book to sell.
And everybody does love him.
I mean, right. And it's like, yeah, just running it like that, it just really feels like, man, people just want to tell old stuff and keep, if he gets canceled for this, I'm going to be upset.
I like him.
I mean, he's a guy, that's the Santa Claus dude.
I don't want to believe it. Kim Kardashian went to Harvard Business School on Friday as a guest lecturer to speak on the success of her multi-billion-dollar Skims shapewear business, but the internet was not too thrilled about it. Twitter trolls slammed the lawyer in training and Harvard itself for inviting the talentless businesswoman in the first place. Somebody wrote on Twitter, this is hilarious. Kim Kardashian can't even spell Harvard.
No, she can't. And they invite a handful of like different types of like artists and whatever. Yes. I believe T.I. went before. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? They bring in folks.
Right.
So I can see that. But I mean, it does feel like Harvard seems a little bit Ivy Tech. Yeah. If you're bringing in Kim Kardashian.
I like this, man. The fact that you can agree that she's talentless and has somehow parlayed that into a billion-dollar empire, you have to respect that.
Yes, it's called a sex tape, Gabby.
It's
called marketing.
Always going back to that.
It's called skin marketing.
Poor girl.
Listen, you know that's always going to be a her tombstone.
You're right. Oh, man. The picture, Ray J.
You know, with a screen right there, say push play, you'll see who's laying right here.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.